It's fairly quiet in Sao Paulo, Brazil today after police put a stop to uprisings that began in the prisons and terrorized the city. More than 80 people were killed. BBC reporter Steve Kingstone is in Sao Paulo. When we talked earlier, he said people are moving about the city, but there's still a lot of fear.
What has happened is that this wave of attacks that began by targeting police officers, began with a series of coordinated prison revolts across the state of Sao Paulo, extended on Monday really to, you know, what people are calling civilian targets. There were dozens of buses in the city torched. There were Molotov cocktails hurled through the front windows of the branches of several high street banks. And really, that caused chaos in this city, not just fear, but chaos, because many of the transport companies in the city closed down their bus services. And so millions of people were unable to get to work, unable to get home, and others just chose to stay at home. Such is the wave of really sort of unprecedented fear, I think, that has been caused by these attacks.
It's being called a terrorist attack, actually, on the city.
Oh, yes, I mean, that you're seeing editorials in newspapers here pointing out that more people have died in Sao Paulo in the last 3 days than have died in Baghdad, for example. They're comparing to Al-Qaeda, the tactics used by this group, the PCC. I think that's obviously some exaggeration, but essentially what they're saying is you have organized crime commanders based within the jails in Sao Paulo who are giving orders to people on the outside who are possibly in debt to the crime faction. And the leaders are kind of calling in this debt now at a time of what they see as a war with the state.
And how are they getting the word out? Smuggled cell phones from inside the prisons.
Yes, there are also suspicions that lawyers for the leaders of the PCC are being used as messengers. Many people on the street say, well, look, if they're using cell phones, you cut the cell phone signal, you deactivate all of the masts in the area around the prisons, and some attempts have been made to do that.
You mentioned PCC, the initialism there, standing in Portuguese for First Command of the Capital. For a couple of days there, they were in command of the capital from inside the prisons. What do they want? What's the motivation?
What seems to have triggered all of this is a move by the state authorities last Friday to shift the leaders of the PCC to the center of Sao Paulo, to police headquarters, and at the same time about 750 what they would call foot soldier inmates of the PCC to a maximum security jail. Now that was supposedly to avert a planned wave of prison revolts, but clearly it backfired. Those revolts happened anyway. At the same time now, the interesting thing here this morning is that the newspapers are suggesting that there was perhaps some sort of deal between the state authorities and the PCC commanders privately. They're talking about a meeting between three representatives of the state, including a senior police commander, and the jailed leader of the PCC in Sao Paulo. And it is being said that soon after that meeting, an order went out for the violence to be notched down a little bit, for the intensity to be reduced. Last night there were fewer attacks on police officers in the city, so although the state authorities deny that there was any deal with the criminals, the attacks have been reduced.
Steve Kingstone is with the BBC in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Thank you.
You're welcome.